The Buddha described anger, the defilements, various defilements. The Buddha described it as a robber. A robber. Why? Because like a robber, it steals our merit. Yeah, it robs us of our merits, rob us of our cultivation, rob us of our peace of mind. So the Buddha doesn't want to cultivate. You should look at the defilements, look at anger like a robber. Can you sleep at night knowing that there's a robber in your room? Can you? You can't. The robber is like, not robber. Anger is like a snake. Yeah. Can you sleep at night with a snake in your room? For that matter, will you go into the room if the snake is inside the room? Yeah. Now, of course, there are some people who have pet snake and they like sleep the snake and everything. The Buddha described, yeah, the moment you close your eyes and you sleep, then the snake will strike. When you're not alert, when you're not clear. But is there another way, yeah, to achieve what we want? Because simply to say drop anger, then how, where do we find the strength? Yeah? Where do we find the courage to speak up? How do we find the motivation to change? Yeah? We are so used to finding strength in our defilements, be it greed, hatred or delusion, that we sometimes, it feels like this is the only way. Not dismissing how we feel. Yeah, it is true, we do feel this way. But the truth is, there are other ways to find strength. Dropping anger doesn't mean that we become powerless. In fact, we become more powerful. It doesn't mean that we lose control. In the reverse, in fact, it's getting back control. To be in control of how we feel. Yeah. That no matter what people say, that we can still be in control of how we feel. You consider two persons. Yeah? In the past, both persons get upset when you say something. Yeah? Whatever it may be. And after some time, person A continue to be upset when you say that thing. Person B, after some time, in this case, Dharma practice, then when the same thing is said or done, the person is no longer subject to anger. The person can choose how to respond, how to react. Would you say person A or B is in control? Person B, isn't it? Yeah. But we are not denying that person A feels control. This is called marketing. Yeah? Marketing makes us feel good about things that are not really that good. Yeah? Anger. We do our own marketing. Not that somebody else outside market to us. Yeah? But we are so intoxicated. But sometimes I reflect on this, I'm like, but who can we blame? For so many lives, we have been so used to it. It's like the best friend we have had for so long. It's like the bolster that we have had and sat on for so long. It brings us comfort. Yeah. So we don't know better. But it's okay. The Buddha has discovered another way to find strength, another way to find courage, another way to be in control. And that's without anger. That we can also speak up without anger. Not easy. I don't say it's easy. I don't say this path is easy. No. You go and look at all the YouTube clips, I never once say it's easy. In fact, it's difficult. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. That's why I don't say that, oh, you know, teachers, I myself, you know, that when we discipline, when we teach, I say that we should teach without anger. We may sometimes put up an appearance of anger. I've seen many people quarrel, had quarrels with different people of different caliber. Oftentimes people just lose control and the emotions just take over. And when that happens, then you just got to sit back and just wait for them to run out of energy. Yeah, because they will just rattle on and just start to spout nonsense. You must know that at that moment, the person is on fire. Don't bring the fire to yourself. One person angry is enough. You don't need two persons to be angry. So when people go into that mood, I'll just wait until the person is done. Yeah, there was once I told someone, I said, "You've known me for a couple of years. We have quarreled before. Have you ever seen me do this before? Have you ever seen me when I get into quarrels? Start to make false accusation, start to make conjectures as fact, start to call names. Have you ever seen me do that?" As you said, begrudgingly, "No." I said, "Do I still speak reasonably and so on and so forth?" Said, "Yes." I said, I asked, "So why do you do this? What are you trying to achieve?" Anger makes us feel that we are achieving something, but in fact, all we are achieving is getting across the wrong message. Because when people are angry and they start to scream and shout, I mean, we all have been on the receiving end before, right? Ask yourself, when someone is screaming and shouting at you, does a person sound coherent? Oftentimes, no. And all, do you actually hear the message that person is trying to express? I don't think so. Maybe in a rare moment you can, but when a person is absorbed, consumed by anger, the person has lost it. And we cannot hear what the person is saying. And that's a very crucial point, you know. Because many times we would think that the person has no point. But many times, after the fact, when you sit down, the person does have some point. It's just that we don't agree with it. There's a difference, huh? Whether we agree with the point or not, versus having no point. The trouble is when the person starts to scream and shout, we don't even know what the point is anymore. And what is the next thing we try to do? All we are trying to do is placate the person. Okay, I'm sorry. Huh? And I see this happening. When one party gets angry, the other person is just busy trying to remove the anger. Which is not a bad thing, really. But then, the underlying problem never gets resolved. And that's why it will surface again. So, if we ask ourselves, what are we trying to achieve? If you're trying to get some message across, anger, while giving us strength, power and courage, control, probably will not get you to where you really want to be in the long term. Short term, yes.